السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة أختي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Thursday morning. مفتي صاحب ما شاء الله، you are in Mecca King. الله أكبر كبيرا. May Allah Ta'ala grant all those brothers and sisters in that area and district great ajr and sawab, and inshallah Allah make your trip a great success. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, may Allah bless you and Aapa with afiyat and good health. Allah keep you salamat. Isab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khayran to our brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 16th of Zulqa'dah 1446. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 47, Surah Muhammad, named after the Master Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we focus on verses number 9, 10 and 11. So Almighty Allah states that in the previous lesson we did, that those people who are non-Muslims, فَتَحَسَلْ لَهُمْ فَهَلَعَتَنَّهُمْ, for them is destruction in the year after, and all the good deeds they did, وَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ, their actions are gone and vain, meaning there's no reward for them in the year after. Whatever reward they were entitled to, so all that they received in this world and in the year after, وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ, there is no share and no portion for them in the year after. So these are those people who are non-Muslim, who are sane and mature. Children all will enter into paradise for the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Now today's lesson, chapter 47, verse number 9, Zalika. Why is that so? Why will they be punished forever? Zalika, this is the reason. Because, بِأَنَّهُمْ كَرِهُ, they despised, they hated and they detested, بِأَنَّهُمْ كَرِهُ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ, whatever Almighty Allah Jalla Wala revealed and sent down. So Almighty Allah sent down the prophets and the messengers, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sent down the divine books and scriptures, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sent down the Sunnah Mubarakah. So we must take cognizance of the following fact, that we believe in two types of wahi and revelation. Wahi matlu. Just now is Fajr time, 6 o'clock, we have Azan and 10 past 6 Jamaat and so forth here in Mafuki. So what will happen is this, that we will find that when we read, perform Salat, whether it is at home, our Sunnat or the first Salat in the Masjid, so remember we recite the Quran Sharif. فَقْرَأُوا مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ, so read what is easy for you from the noble Quran. That you call wahi matlu, the revelation that is recited. And thereafter remember that we have wahi ghair matlu, innamal a'malu bin niyat, and all these ahadith and sayings of the Master Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Chapter 53, verses number 3 and 4, wa ma yantiqu anil hawa, in huwa illa wahwi yuha. He, Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does not speak of his own desires. It is but wahi and revelation that is sent to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul alameen, alayhi salatu wasalam. So all that falls under the purview, ma anzalallah. So what Quran Sharif revealed, they hate it, they detest it, they despise it. The Sunnah Mubarakah, they hate it, they detest it, the non-Muslims. فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. And remember, all the actions are gone in vain. You see the previous verse, وَأَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. That they are the ones who have destroyed their actions by going astray. They gone astray themselves and they lead other people astray. And here, فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ حَبْتَ أَعْمَالَ. That means the action has disappeared and gone in vain, no reward for them in the year after. Almighty Allah is encouraging us to travel, not for fun and games and entertainment and touring only. Nay, afalam yasiru. Why don't they travel on this earth? That Hamza in the starting we call Hamza istifham, for interrogative, for a question. So why don't they travel? Why don't they look around and see on this earth? فَيَنْزُرُوا فَاهِ تَعْقِيبِ. That far, consequently, subsequently, the result will be يَنْزُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Then they will see the final consequences of those people and nations and generations مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ before them. What happened to the people of Lut alayhi salatu salam, the gay brigade there in Sodom and Gomorrah? The remnants and the relics are still there. Go and see there the water, the Bahrul Mayyit, and nothing can survive there in the Dead Sea. Go and see the altitude, and when a Nabi cried to Allah, Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, Lot, L-O-T. So you must remember, he cried to Allah, L-O-T, peace be upon him, his name, nami, isme grami, mentioned how many times? 27 times in the noble Quran, and he cried to Allah, Rabbin surni ala al-qawm al-mufsideen. O Almighty Allah, you assist me against these mischief makers, trouble makers, Gabriel. Allah Jalla wa'ala sent the archangel Gabriel, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, go to the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, pick up that land and smash it to the earth. فَجَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. Ijazul Quran, the miracle of the Quran, the lowest portion on earth as far as altitude goes. Go and see all these signs. Nuh alayhi salatu salam, Noah in the ark, Noah in the boat, Noah in the ship, Safina, Quran says, his name, isme grami, mentioned 43 times in the noble Quran, chapter 71 dedicated to him. He cries to Almighty Allah, chapter 54, verse 10. فَدَعَا رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرُ. Ya Allah, I'm here on this earth for 950 years, more than 900 years. I'm making da'wah tabligh, I'm inviting the people, propagating the true message. Only 80, 82 people embrace Islam. وَمَا آمَنَ مَعُوا إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Very few people embrace Islam. Ya Allah, I'm overpowered and overwhelmed. When the Nabi cries, Allah Jalla wa'ala sent the tufan, the deluge, and the floods came. From the bottom, you see the fountains and everything gushed open. From the skies and the clouds, we see the rain came. And the tufan, the deluge came. Till today, the remnants and the relics are there. So go and travel on this earth and go and see how Allah punished them. دَمَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah Jalla wa'ala annihilated them. That's the type of dua we make for the juttas and against the juttas. Allahumma dammir diyarahum. Allahumma khalif bayna qulubihim wa suluk sufufihim. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabi. Ya Allah, you annihilate them. You destroy the zalimeen. Ya Allah, you send your dogs and your army against them. Ya Allah, the zulm, oppression, transgression, war crimes, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity. All that is happening and the world is witnessing, but majority remains silent. دَمَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ أَقْصَالُهَا. And the kuffar, those who are rejecting the message and the messengers, sooner or later for them will be a similar punishment. أَمْصَالُهَا. So you can see today how the world is suffering, remember, because of these greedy politicians and these people who have a hidden agenda and ulterior motives and so forth. ذَلِكَ. Again, that is so. Why? بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Because Almighty Allah says that He is the protector of those people who have true Iman, true faith, true conviction. Not people who are part-time Muslim, Jummah, Jumerat, Nirat, Thursday night, Friday, they Muslim, weekend, they gone here and there, and to the pub with a girlfriend, boyfriend, sugar daddy, and all these haram type of things. So nay, if you are true Muslim, Allah will help you, will be your protector. Wa'afu anna, O Allah, for our past. We are guilty and charged, Ya Allah, there are no mitigating circumstances, forgive us. That's for the past. وَغَفِرْ لَنَا for currently, presently, wherever we are. Ya Allah, anta sattar, you are sattar, cover and conceal our vices, our sins. So وَغَفِرْ لَنَا for the future, وَرْحَمْنَا O beloved Allah, جَلَّ وَعَلَا and envelop us in your special, special mercy, past, present and future. The last line and the last verse of Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 286, the longest chapter in the Noble Quran. Anta Mawlana, you are our protector, O Allah. Fansurna, assist us, help us. Alal Qawmil Kafireen, against these non-Muslims, irrespective of their denomination. So yes, it's here. Bi anna Allah Mawla alladhina amanu. How can Pakistan defeat India? Any person who removes the jaundiced eye will know Pakistan won, because they believe in their idols and the Muslims believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Wahdahu La Sharika Lahu, is one alone and unique, has no partner, no associate, no children, no parents, nothing. How can the Taliban defeat America and 40-50 countries? So that is Iman, Quwwat-e Imani. How can Hamas defeat Israel, the Haramis and the murderers? Because Inna Allah Mawlana wa la Mawla lakum. In the hadith also Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sahaba, tell them that Allah is our protector and you don't have Allah as a protector. Bi anna Allah Mawla alladhina amanu, that verily Allah is the protector of those people who possess true Iman. وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ and the non-Muslims, لَا مَوْلَىٰ لَهُمْ they don't have Allah as a protector. So you might be wondering, if Allah Ta'ala is not their protector, then how come so many places they defeat the Muslims and the Muslims are groveling at their feet and worshipping them basically, like MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, MBZ, today he's going there, Trump, Donald Duck, there to UAE, and you got Murtad bin Zindiq there, then you have the leader of Qatar, what he's playing and all that. So we have all these shaitans and so forth there. So remember that, how they are defeating the Muslims. So Allah Ta'ala made this dunya and this world and this planet, Darul Asbab. That is a world of means. Remember that sometimes you'll be victorious and sometimes you'll be defeated. Sometimes you are healthy and sometimes you are ill and sickly. Sometimes you are happy and sometimes you'll be very, very sad. So that is dunya. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَابِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ This zamana, this time which Almighty Allah has blessed us with, Allah rotates it amongst people, remember that. So when Allah gives us victory, we ordinary mortal people, it is just the benevolence, the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. Never for a moment or a second should we think that we deserved it or we entitled to it. Hasha wa kalla. Never ever did we deserve it, nor are we entitled to it. So la mawla lahum. So always we will win if we become true Muslims. Wa antumul a'lawna in kuntum mu'mineen. That you will be superior, victorious if you have true Iman, Islam. So Allah has promised us so many places. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today in South Africa and few other countries, it is the 16th of Dhulqa'dah, 1446. In Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Palestine, Masjid al-Aqsa, majority of the countries, America, Europe, is already the 17th of Dhulqa'dah. These are the news, views, interviews. Say Bismillah, say Allah Akbar, Alhamdulillah. So, locally, nationally, internationally, so one jutla dispatched to hell, we say Alhamdulillah, Allah Akbar. A kuya juat as a tuya juat. A good Jew is a dead Jew. We say, oh, good riddance to you, go to hell, remember that. and two jutlas in the West Bank were injured and wounded and so forth. So very good. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Spain called Israel a genocidal state, you see. So Israel are now fuming, and they are, you understand, furious, and they are livid. How can you call us a genocidal state? So they summoned the ambassador there. So you must remember of Spain and that, you know, to berate and criticize him and so forth. But the truth is always bitter. 100% you are a genocidal state, you are an apartheid state, you are a terrorist state, and you are worse than Nazi Germany. So that is the truth, remember. But the truth is always very, very bitter. The Israeli police who fought against Hamas, and he was proud, I killed so many Hamas, I did this. Well, he committed suicide. And if you want the further details, go open the Haaretz newspaper. What will you say? You will say, Allah ki lati be awaze. The stick of Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, does not make a noise. Most of them are gone nuts. And they can't even eat coconuts, you must remember. That is haram. Is why? Because they know they can't sleep. They're murdering babies and children. They're murdering innocent men and women, civilians and so forth. But the politicians will say, we're killing Hamas, we're killing the terrorists and so forth. So now France is on the verge of recognizing the state of Palestine. So what does Bibi say? Because he, France said yesterday, Macron said, that Netanyahu's actions there in Palestine, in Gaza, are shameful and we must impose more sanctions on them. So he replies, you know, Netanyahu can't shut his mouth, the war criminal. He says that he is supporting the terrorists and he is supporting the Muslims who are terrorists and so forth and so on. So that is what they did. They are the biggest terrorists, but they want to call the Muslims and the Arabs the terrorists and so forth. Look at Ben Gvir, the Harami. He was found guilty on terrorism charges in the Israeli court. It's hardly heard of, you know. So Ben Gvir, to go from his house to his office, he uses the police helicopter. You know Israel, how small it is. You just go to Kruger Park. You know where the animals are there. Other side, Nelspruit, Komatipur, all that Malalan. So if you take the Kruger Park and you take Israel, it's the same area, you understood. So, but he wants to show off, you see. What he has to worry? Nani ka Fatiha. He's not paying for it. So now he erects up a bull there, of going with the helicopter daily from his home to the office, $8,500, you see that? And whilst the people are struggling, Israel's economy is in the tatters, and this harami, war criminal and butcher there, of Gaza and so forth, he does that, $8,500. BB says, we're going to enter Gaza in full force. We hope and we pray, the media is saying that, I can't say 100%. We hope and we pray, they say that it might be today, or most probably today, because it will be the last leg of Trump Donald Duck's journey, you must remember, first to Saudi Arabia, then to Qatar, and then now here in UAE. So he will try and outsmart Saudi and outsmart Qatar, you know, among themselves, how much rivalry, competition they have, all haramis. So you must remember that they have all this, that he will announce that America recognizes the state of Palestine, excluding Hamas. That is what the media is saying. Whether it happens or not, I don't know. But we hope he does say, at least some good news will come to them, inshallah. Whether he recognizes or not, the jihad continues, remember that. From Kashmir age to the Harvard University, one of the oldest and most prestigious universities in America, and the rector said, do whatever you want to. We will never bend down to your policies, O Trump, and we will allow freedom of expression. And people want to say, free Palestina from the river to the sea. We will not prohibit and forbid them and so forth. See how Allah Ta'ala is humiliating them. Allah Jalla Wala in the Noble Quran informed us, Surah 5, 182. And what Allah Ta'ala says, Surah 5, verse 82. So the last verse you must remember of the six Jews. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. you will find that your worst enemies are the Jews and the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. So remember that we never ever say every Jew or every Hindu, but we definitely will say that majority Jews and majority Hindus. You just look at the unholy alliance between India and Israel and how they are treating the Muslims and so forth, second, third, fourth class citizens. Then there's a movement called Sahayina, Sahayuniya, Zionism. You see, they say take Palestine and make it Israel. So that already happened in 1948. Take Jerusalem, Al-Quds, Al-Sharif, and Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, and say is our everlasting, eternal, undivided capital. So that happened in 67. If you look at the flag of Israel, the Zionists and so forth, a white flag with blue lines, the blue line on top and at the bottom, min al-Furat ila al-Nil, from the Euphrates River right up to the Nile. So how the status quo is today, it suits them fine. They at the Nile, Egypt, they have who? The FCC, Ibn al-Yahudiya, whose mother is a Jewess, is a Pakkam, Murtad, Harami, Shaitan, and he is the Pharaoh of Egypt. So we should be very, very clear. It suits the Israelis trying to have him there. He's a puppet of Israel and America. Then you go to Euphrates. We've been to all these countries with Allah's help. And you must remember there, they got the Shias. So the founding father of Shiaism was a Jew himself. We never wrote that, they wrote it themselves. Go open, you the ulama, you the students, you the brothers, sisters who know Arabic. Go open the Jalul Kashi by No Bhakti, and you will find, he says, the Muassis and the founding father of Shia Azam Kana Yahudiyan. You are the Jew, Abdullah bin Sabah, during the time of Sayyidina Usman, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu warda. So you see, so that is how it started. So why am I giving you all this? And then their last aim of Zionism is, Allah forbid, to demolish the Qubbatu Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, the beautiful golden dome, and replace it with the Temple of Solomon. So Haykal Sulaimani, Zionism is 128 years old, but everybody is speaking about Gaza and the genocide in Gaza. You see that? How Allah Ta'ala is making their own people realize they are the biggest racists and they were the biggest murderers and occupiers and invaders. So now he, MBS, the Murtad, that they made a deal for 600 billion and so forth with Donald Duck and so forth. So Qatar say we can beat him. So they gave a big plane, 400 million. Then they gave an order of 96 Boeing jets for jets for Qataria. You know, people fly from here to Qatar, Doha. And then from there, wherever else their destinations are and so forth. The Sudanese Hujjaj, the first Hujjaj and pilgrims have arrived by sea. And that is from Sudan. So you must remember Khartoum. And they have arrived in Jeddah. So that happened yesterday, day for yesterday. So the Hujjaj are arriving min kulli fajjin amiq, from far and distant places, by road, by plane, by ship, walking, wherever they are. And mashallah, they're coming. So today Trump will be in UAE, the last leg of his journey. And today is a big conference day in Istanbul. Erdogan will be shining and so forth. One side will be Ukraine, Zelensky will be there. Other side will be Russia, but it will be a Russian delegation. But Putin is not interested. He won't be there. He will send one small chamcha of his, some sidekick of his, because he says, I got the upper hand. I'm giving the Jutlas a good hiding day in Ukraine. I'm giving America, Ukraine, and Europe a good hiding. And I'm giving NATO a good hiding. So why should I stop now? So let me give them. Because Putin says Ukraine is part of Russia. And if you know history, it was part of Russia. Let's come to our South African news, views, interviews. So remember, Cyril Ramaphosa. So CR say these Burkis and these Afrikaners that left South Africa and went to America, they are cowards. You see what they are? They are cowards. And that message that gone viral and all that, that is, you must remember, just a comedy, you must expect news there, that now the Trump is very, very disappointed that these farmers didn't come, they were cowards and so forth and so on. So all that is just satire. It is just a joke. It is just a comedy. Don't go send it forward and think it's true. that kind of thing that are not true, 100% false, we must not send fake news, that is. Second one is ANC to probe the shameful threat to Israel. The DA said they are people, you know, parliamentarians, some of them. Then they said you must, the ACDP, the African Christian Democratic Party, they said they are people. And the PA, Patriotic Alliance, sent the musketeers, three musketeers. They came back and said there is no apartheid in Israel. You must do a forensic audit and see how much money they collected, you see. And in whose account did the money go to? Haramis. Zapiro writer wrote beautifully that day, and he put the Israeli flag around their eyes, and he wrote there, no apartheid, here no evil, see no evil. You Haramis, DA, hang your heads in shame. You PA, hang your heads in shame. You ACDP, you should be expelled from parliament, you who went there. You brought shame and disgrace, one side of South African government, courtesy of our sister, Naila Pando. We must call her by a Muslim name. Naila is his name. The world knows her as Nalendi Pando. So that was one of the greatest things the ANC did. They took the Juttad and the apartheid regime and terrorist regime and Nazi regime of Israel to the ICJ. And they must be charged on genocide and so forth, you see. So that is what is happening here. So we hope that there will be stern action taken against them. Our Muslim brothers, mashallah, five of them out of bail, they were successful. Allah rewards Zahir Umar and his family. Remember that we are not promoting soccer and football and all that. You know our stance. I always told you, professional sports, soccer, cricket, tennis, rugby, whatever, they all haram in Islam. We are speaking about Muslim brothers went there. They said free, free Palestine. Red card Israel, kicked them out and expelled them from FIFA. They were handled brutally by the police. So that is what we are discussing, not the football. But if you've got jaundiced eyes and you say, now we're discussing football, so that's your problem. وَكَمْ مِنْ عَائِبٍ قَوْلًا صَحِيحًا وَآفَتُهُ مِنَ الْفَهْمِ السَّفِيمِ. What we say is correct, but your understanding and your jaundiced eye is the problem. I show you a red apple and you tell me it's yellow because you're suffering from yellow jaundice. Now whose problem is that? So today's program, inshallah, Aziz will be Mawlana Mufti Farhan Durrani, 8:30 to 9. He'll be interviewed by Mawlana Zahid. Then 11 to 12, we are here in Mafatih, mashallah. So we will speak about Medina Munawwara. Now you are starting your journey of Hajj, and your first stop is Medina Munawwara. What must you do there? What must you visit? And so forth. And thereafter, 1 to 2 will be tafsir. So we thank our Mawlana Ibrahim Angamia, mashallah, he's here 25 years and more. So making good khidmat and serving the population, people here of Mafatih. And they call it Maihi King now, the new name, Maihi King, the place of stone, you see. We must learn all these things. And thereafter, we thank all the trustees, Musallis, wonderful program we had last night. After Fajr also, we will have a program, inshallah, 10 past 6 is Jamaat. And today, 12 o'clock, 12 past 12 or so, we will leave from here, and we will be going to Ziras to Zohar time, inshallah. We will be Ziras by Mufti Ahmed Baan. And we thank our brothers Nurullah and our brother Abdul Wahab, and they said their families, they went out of the way to make us hospitable and so forth. And where we are staying, you know, my brother Suleiman Yaqub is there, he's got a smart room, I got a smart room. Is who? Is the brother Abdul Qadir Karbai. Abdul Qadir Karbai and myself in 2000, he and his family, me and my wife, we went to 5 countries, you know. We went to Jordan, we went to Palestine, then we went to Syria, we went to Iraq, and then we made Umrah, then Medina Munawwara, and then we came home, you see. So he's here, we're staying in his hotel, his guest house and so forth. So Allah Jalla Wala, and give me sawab jayma jaba, Abdul Qadir Karbai, and give the bairi gujribi, to Allah Ta'ala, in case Jannat al-Firdaus atakare. So his wife passed away, I believe, so Allah Ta'ala grant her Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Jema Sadeem, we have 15 minutes, inshallah. So let us fire up with the Q&A, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, I call from bad anxiety. What dua can I read?
All of you, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, all of you who have so many worries, sorry, anxiety, Remember that the best dua is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, regarding the prophets and the messengers, and verse number 87. And what is that? Remember, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam was 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of the fish, or 40 days. Allah alone knows. Different views have been expressed by the various ulama and scholars and so forth. So remember, he read this ayat al-kareema, chapter 21, verse 87, in the 17 supara, 17 Jews. Allah Ta'ala says, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِ. We removed and rescued him from the sadness, the worry, the sorry, the anxiety. But it's not confined to him. وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And similarly, we will rescue the believers also. Subhanallah, this is bushra. This is great tidings for Muslims. When you are down and out, you feel that everybody, 99% of people have turned against you. Remember, Allah is there for you. Chapter 39, verse 53, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Never despair, never be disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Jalla wa'ala. Chapter 7, verse 151, وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. Include us, O beloved Allah, in your special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Whilst you, Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Chapter 21, the same chapter, Surah Anbiya, Prophets and Messengers, and thereafter, verse number 83, the dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. Every person should know this. Sometimes we are ill, sometimes we have body, sorry, so many problems. He cried to Allah, he was ill for 18, 19 years, ulama have written, Anni masani yadurru wa anta arhamur rahimeen. Ya Allah, this calamity, this distress has afflicted me, whilst you exclusively are arhamur rahimeen, the most merciful one to show mercy. Da'u mardaqu bi sadaqa. Open the marasil of Imam Abu Dawood. 800 ahadith marasil is mentioned, and there you will find the hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Da'u mardaqu bi sadaqa. Daily give out some charity, and Allah will grant you siha afia. Allah will remove the worry and sorry, inshaAllah.
Mufti Sahab, if someone prays Nafil Salah after Isha Sunnah and before Witr, does this count as Tahajjud or does it have to be after Witr?
Remember, my dear brother, my dear sister, you read your Isha Salah, the men in the masjid, and remember the women at home. Thereafter you read the 2 rakat Sunnah the Muqadda, 2 rakat Sunnah the Ratiba. Hanafi is called in Muqadda, Shafi is called in Ratiba. Anyway, that is we're supposed to read. Then read 2 rakat nafil salat, read 4 rakat nafil salat, read 6 rakat nafil salat voluntarily, 8 rakat, whatever you want to, you read. And every 2 rakat you read, you make intention of tahajjud. The hadith is authentic, mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Ij'alu akhira salatikum bil layli witra. Make your last salat at night the witr salat. And you did not read it at night at time, then wake up 4 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock, and then, for example, here by us today, here, the Fajr sometimes, Subah Sadiq starts about 5:27, 5:28, around there. So you must remember, so if you wake up 5 o'clock also, you make wudu, all that, you still have time to read 2 rakat tahajjud. So remember, but if you were reading witr, then first read your tahajjud, and then you read your witr. And that was the adat e sharifa, the normal habit of the Master alayhi salam. Allama Nawawi rahimahullah writes in Minhaj, that is the commentary of Muslim Sharif. And if you know fiqh Shafi'iyah, that is the verdict and the fatwa of the Shafi'is, that he only Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the 2 rakat attained by the witri ahyan, few times only in his life, in his hayat e tayyiba. So we should understand, always try and read the tahajjud before the witr. But if you read witr and you slept and then you woke up, so you read, you must remember tahajjud, no problem at all. And then you don't repeat the witr hadith in Tirmidhi, lābit rāni fī laylatin. You can't be 2 meters in one night and say it is for the same night there. If it's for that, it's different. But for the same night, not for the same.
Mufti Sahib, can you give sadaqah to one's parents? Or who can he give sadaqah to?
Remember, when you're giving your parents, call it billah rather. You can call it sadaqah also. More so if they're really poor and deserving and so forth. So Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us authentic hadith in Bayhaqi. Tahaddu, tahabu. Then gifts will give one another gifts. And that will be bringing mutual love and muhabbah. You see that? فَإِنَّ الْهَدِيَّةَ تُذْهِبُ الْضَغَائِبِ. And when you give gifts to one another, so that will be removing the malice, the rancor, the hatred, and so forth. Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Allah's benevolence. Yesterday we were there in Lakhdanburg. MashaAllah, the Mawlana's, Mawlana Yasin Muhammad Chogi, not Muhsin, I was pronouncing his name wrong. So Mawlana Muhammad Jogi and Mawlana Ibrahim Ullah and all of them and Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia and so many people we met. So I asked them that who's going for Hajj? They said 2 brothers. So I called them, I gave them my Hajj Kitab with Allah's help. You know, the Capital Group, they printed hundreds of copies. So we gave them the, say, now you take this and make dua for us. I asked Mawlana Ibrahim Angamia, do anybody can say today someone is going for Hajj? I said, SubhanAllah. So I just took it out now. For the time, you give it to Mawlana Ibrahim, and Mawlana Ibrahim Al-Gamaya will give it to the brother. So like that, you give gifts to your parents. So go over 2 heads and say, Ya Abati, oh my honorable father, this is a gift for you. Ya Ummata, oh my honorable mother, that this is a gift for you. Not zakat. You can't give zakat. Zakat is haram. You give lillah, you give sadaqah, you give cash, you give time. All that kiss their honorable hands, mubarak hands. So all that not only permissible is sunnah and is highly, highly encouraged in Islam. So that is what the true Muslim should do.
Mufti Sahib, if a man passed away before his father, but his father left a share for him, should the share be given to the sons, widows and children or not?
Remember, this is called Mirasul Hafid. Mirasul Hafid. Urdu, pote ka miras. English, grandchildren, you must remember their inheritance and so forth. So that are the titles, the headings. Now let's discuss it properly so you don't get confused or you don't blow your fuses in the process. When a Muslim person, male or female, passes away, so the first thing we will do is burial, funeral expenses. So that will be from the estate of the deceased. Okay? If somebody else wants to pay a friend or family member, totally permissible. Second one will be the debts of the deceased. So whether it's corporate business debts or whether it is, you must remember, personal debts. So all debts must be paid to the creditors immediately. Not after 40 days and 100 days and all that. Justice delayed is justice denied. It's haram to do that. You must pay them immediately from the estate. Somebody wants to pay, it's fine, your friend, family. Third one is wasiyah. Wasiyah will be to bequeath. To bequeath for who? For a person, even a non-Muslim. Your neighbor is Tom, Dick and Mary. They did you many favors. You want to bequeath something in your world for them, make them a beneficiary. So that a Musa lahu in Arabic. So remember that is permissible with the proviso that you don't exceed 1/3 of the net estate. It can be a person, organization, but must be something permissible. Can't be for a temple or a church or a synagogue or some jutla day in Israel. So all that is haram. So that will be 3. And the 4th one will be the shares of the heirs. So it must go in this sequence. You must remember that. Now what had happened is the father wrote, you must remember, the will. And he had there, you'll understand, for his sons and daughters and everybody. Here the one son predeceased his father, okay? The one son predeceased, he passed away before his father. Now what the father is supposed to do then is that after the 3 days or immediately bring amendments to the world because the one son passed away. So he's got there 4 sons in his world, but now it's only 3 sons there. So now you have to change it. But lo and behold, people neglected it and they didn't change it. So that son, he passed away. So that's history now. We have to carry on with the geography and remember that his children, now the grandfather's son, the grandson, the grandfather's grandson and dan, you call them Hafid, you call them Pote, you call them grandsons and them, they can't say, you want our father's share. You already inherited from your father. Now you can't be claiming you want to inherit from your grandfather. There are other sons there. There are other daughters there and so forth and so on. The golden principle in Islamic law of succession, Islamic law of inheritance is al-aqrab wal-aqrab, the law of proximity. The nearer you are, then you inherit. The more remote you are, the further you are, you get deprived. So there are their sons, one son, two sons, three sons, and now you all are the grandchildren. You see that? So now you want to claim the sons and daughters from Dada, from Nana's, the estate. You can't do that. Yes, what the heirs can do is this, if they agree. They say that this person's name was in the will and so forth. So now we are saying, we are mature, we reach an amicable agreement. So let us say that this share that's supposed to go there, we will say it was like a wasiya, and willingly they gave it to the great son of the deceased, or great daughter of the deceased. So that is their prerogative. It's not something that they can claim. So we need to understand these issues properly and not get confused or blow our fuses.
Mufti Saab, does the person who slaughters the animal have to mention the name of the people on behalf of who is making the qurbani?
Subhanallah, we are promoting, advocating the Majlisul Ulama of Port Elizabeth. You know, Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Saab is 85, 86 years old now, Islamically. Allah grant him siha, afiyah, grant him, you understand, that ability to continue the good work. They got thousands of people making qurbani in various names, various places, and various names. So you, the zabihin, you must the zabihin, the slaughterers. You must just make Bismillah, Wallahu Akbar. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. So both ways you can say Wallahu Akbar, or you just say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, finish. You don't have to take names and all that. I say that my qurbani, then my wife's qurbani, and then I'm making Isali Sawab for the whole Ummah, and nothing like that. You must remember that. By the time they're going to say all the names, the sunset just now. So just forget all that. There's no need for all that. You just start slaughtering. And no stunning must take place, and you don't slaughter, sacrifice the animals one in front of the other. Our deed is based on mercy. Arhamur Rahimeen. Allah is the most merciful one to show mercy. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was, he will always be the exclusive. Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chapter 21, verse number 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So, O Ummah, even in your sacrificing, slaughtering, show mercy and have sharp knife, give water, don't slaughter one animal in front of the other, no stunning. So that is our deen of Islam, based on compassion and mercy. So may Almighty Allah envelope us in His special, special mercy. Barakallahu feek to you, Mawasalim Kareem, and our engineer, Jinnat Mota, Junaid Mota. One person asked me yesterday, what time Junaid comes? I say, Junaid Mota is there 1:30, 2 o'clock. He sleeps 2 hours, 3 hours, and then he comes there. He's a Buzruk, Waliullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.